Coming up tonight, boys basketball. Alden Conger is going to kick off their season. They're going to be at St. Clair. That game will start at 7 tonight. We're going to preview the Alden Conger boys basketball team for this season. First-year head coach Jay Guanella joins us. And Jay, good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Jay, let's get a little background on you. First year as a head coach at Alden Conger, taking over the boys program. What have you had for a coaching experience in the past?
Sure. Well, I was involved in various levels, lower levels, elementary basketball. And then last year I coached junior high as well. I've got four kids coming up here, so there's no shortage of opportunities.
Absolutely. Now, were you coaching already in the school district or someplace else?
All that was at Alden. That's my place that I've been so far. Yep.
Very cool. Now, Jay, when the job came up, what enticed you to take it? I mean, obviously, you got kids involved in the program, so the love of Alden Conger basketball, I'm assuming, is one of the reasons why you took the job.
Yeah, it is for sure. I'm a graduate from Alden. I graduated back in 94, and, you know, love of my school, love of my community. I'm a basketball fan, and we've got some really great classes coming up. And honestly, I have to be honest, you know, I'm a parent with ideas and criticism, and when that's the case, you have to step up sometimes to coach as well.
No, I agree with you 100%. I've always been in that boat. If you're someone that criticizes a coach or criticizes an official, the best thing to do is to become one and see what it's about. That's always been my stance when it comes to, and I'm glad you stepped up to take the head coaching job there at Alden Conger. Jay, what do you know about the history like last year? Do you know how the guys did last year?
Yeah, you know, last year, we had a lot of seniors, but, you know, everything was kind of discombobulated with you know, COVID and everything. That, we had a lot of upperclassmen. Success kind of eluded us in some respects, but, you know, the kids certainly played hard, and we're just hoping to kind of build on that as well. We lost a lot of our seniors, and quite frankly, we got hit by the injury bug with football this year.
Okay.
So we're actually not going to address any seniors this year. The one senior that we have got hurt in football.
Jay Guanella, Winter Sports Preview, Alden Conger boys basketball. And who is that senior? I remember talking about him during the fall. Who is this senior that suffered that injury?
Yeah, it's Mason Grunsky. He actually got hurt before football practice even, tore his ACL. So it's unfortunate that he has to miss his senior year, but he will be an important part on the bench. He's a really good kid, very optimistic, likes to have fun, and you really need people like that on the bench too to help out kids.
Now, Jay, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you, but let's talk about some of the guys that make up this year's squad. I know the football team was relatively young. Is the boys basketball team in the same boat?
Yeah, we're very similar. Like I said, we don't have any seniors, but we do have quite a few juniors. We've got seven in total, and we're going to really lean on those guys to play big minutes and provide most of the scoring. We do have a handful of sophomores, too, but really then it's the freshman class that will make up the bulk of the team. We're only going to dress 16 players total, so, you know, minutes are not going to be hard to come by for people.
So when you say 16 players total, is that for AMB squad?
That's correct, yeah.
So lots of playing time for the guys. And, Jay, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know some of the key players, some of the guys that you'll be leaning on this season?
Yeah, you bet. No doubt. Caleb Songstead, Lucas Henshi, and Kyle Honstead, all of those guys are going to really be heavily involved. They were leaders on the football team, too. Again, really great kids, and they've proven themselves worthy of being the leaders and, you know, getting all these younger kids in the right spots.
First-year head coach, Alden Conger boys basketball, Jay Guanella, with us here on KETE. And Jay, as a first-year head coach, how has the transition been? Because anytime a coach takes over a program, you have new philosophies, new offensive and defensive strategies. How has the transition been for you and these guys?
Yeah, it's been really great. And this kind of came up in a unique way because Matt Holman was our coach historically. And Matt and I are good friends, and we talked. And this shuffle and transition kind of made sense because I now have a freshman. That's why I coached junior high last year. And I was going to transition out of that role. And so we had an opening for the junior high coach. So we shuffled things around and Matt's actually coaching down there. So he and I have been working together. He's another really big basketball fan that I've been leaning on in terms of things to do and make sure that I don't accidentally do something incorrectly.
So you're not exactly incorporating a whole new system. You're just working off of a system that the guys are already used to.
Yeah, a little bit of that. And quite frankly, our personnel, even though we're swapping out players, the demographics in terms of our size and what we bring to the table really didn't change much because we don't have a lot of height on the team. We didn't have a lot of height last year. So, we're going to rely on things like ball movement, pressure, just trying to be aggressive and getting to the line on offense.
Now, Jay, I always like to talk about strengths and weaknesses going into a season. Again, your team will kick things off at St. Clair tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. If you had to pinpoint the strengths of the Alden Conger boys basketball team, what would that be? And maybe some weaknesses or things that you know are going to have to be addressed and improved on throughout the season.
Yeah, our strength, and it's a little bit hard to measure this, but it's really our toughness. These kids, played football, and it was a challenging season. But they don't back down from a challenge. I mean, from the get-go, they've been working hard in practice, really, really getting after it in terms of our strengths. And things that we need to work on, it's kind of the same old story. We need to have strong ball handlers so we can limit our turnovers.
Jay Guanella, again, head coach, Alden Conger, first-year head coach of this team, has their opener at St. Clair tonight. And, Jay, when it comes to the conference, if you had to pick maybe a couple of teams that you think are going to be the favorites in your conference this year, what teams would that be?
Well, that's kind of where the good news, bad news comes in, right? Because I think St. Clair is going to be really, really tough this year. We're at St. Clair, so the bad news is we have to open up with that game, but the good news is that game will be behind us then. So we're going to find out in a hurry tonight where exactly we stand. Other than St. Clair, they've got size, they've got that guard play, they've really got it all, but Lake Crystal is going to be really tough too. They're a little bit younger, but they certainly know how to play basketball there too.
Winter sports preview right here on KETE. Alden Conger boys basketball again at St. Clair tonight starting at 7. Jay Guanella, first-year head coach. And, Jay, thank you so much for the time. We'll check in a few times throughout the season to give everybody an update on Alden Conger boys basketball. Good luck tonight. Go, pick up an upset. Go knock off St. Clair tonight, okay?
Hey, we're going to do all we can. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.